The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's right. And guess what? All I can say is very simple. Two words. Stop bears, stop bears, stop bears, stop bears, stop bears, stop bears. Oh my God, is this town crazy or is it nuts? But don't worry about it. You can still go catch perch on a lakefront. Yeah, that's right. Down at 87th Street, they're doing pretty good. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But, there's a lot of open water and that's a very important thing, which we'll get into. But man, I'm not kidding you. There is so much open water right now. You can't go to 55, 57 degrees and all of that stuff. I mean, it is just, it's one of those perfect days, you know? I mean, let's not complain about it because when it'll show back up and it'll smack us a little bit, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know? And a couple of other things. First of all, on today's show, we have to talk about today's very important today's show. First up, Mario said that the Wayne LaBerre is going to be coming on. He's got some hot information, so that's probably in our first segment. Followed by him, we will have Mike Verset. He's the owner of the Muskie Expo. Yes, that's happening next weekend. Not this weekend. Next weekend. Here in the St. Charles Fairgrounds, the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois. Then Josh Borowski. He's the owner of Muskie Innovations, Muskie Insider, online news. Newsletter magazine, and he's also a muskie guide up north. Yeah, hey there, you know. And we'll talk about the cool things at the show that we can come and see and, you know, touch and, you know, maybe purchase if you need to do it, whether you're a novice or, you know, an experienced muskie angler. Come on out to the show. I'll be there, which means we're going to have fun. You know, you got to remember that. So that'll be kind of a cool thing to do. But remember to tell all of your friends to listen to us every week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Or you can go on to the ESPN Chicago app, click on the word podcast, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, easy peasy. I'm getting a little sign from Mario that says, hey, we got teletype machines going on in the newsroom. What's going on? Well, the teletype machine is going off, which means we have some important news coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. With me on the phone right now is Mr. Wayne LaBerre. Wayne, what's the important news that's going on?
Well, we just got our new brand of boats, Bayliner boats, in, and they started arriving this week. We got two loads already.
Ooh.
So we're excited about it. You know, family runabouts, 16 to 24 feet. You can buy a brand new boat for your family for under $30,000, Chauncey. So we're really excited about the product.
You know, and I'm not trashing the other, you know, the Low or the Lunds. They are really fishing boats. They, you know, they're designed and they're set up. You could do anything with them. I know that. But these Bayliners seem to be a little bit more, I don't want to say crossover, but like, you know, for family, maybe going out with, you know, another couple, enjoying it. And doing a little fishing off of it.
Yep. You can do a little fishing off any boat, really. But this is a family fun boat for skiing and tubing And they have these little 16-foot elements, which is, I think, is going to be pretty popular for the lakefront, for the guys with the big boats who want their little boat just to run around in the, you know, in the harbors with. So there's a lot of different avenues for a product like this.
Mm-hmm.
Fits in a garage, inexpensive to operate, inexpensive to own. So, and Bayliner is the number one brand in runabouts in the industry. So we're excited to add it to our brand with. So.
Add it to the family of Waterworks Marine, right?
You got it. You got it.
Now, really, I mean, they are some really sharp looking, you know, the deck boats, the fishing boats, the water sport boats. And the thing is, when people look at a boat, these are all trailable, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all trailable boats. And, you know, I went down to Texas a few months ago because I had an opportunity to test drive every single model in their entire model mix. And they really handle very impressively. They come up on plane very quickly. They turn very level. They ride really solid. I was, you know, Chance, I've been in this boat business all my life. And I got to tell you, I walked away from that presentation down in Texas, and I was really impressed with the product. And that's why we made the decision to go ahead with it.
They are. And especially now, there is a rebate on Bayliners for this time of the year for the, you know, pre-spring boating sale.
You know, the pre-season promotions are all coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
Bayliner's got rebates as high as $3,500. Lund's got rebates as high as $7,500. Lowe's got rebates as high as $3,000. And Mercury is throwing in 4 years of gold warranty for free on top of their already three-year warranty. So you can get up to 7 years engine warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of great promotions going out.
Yeah,
and then here at Waterworks,
yeah,
on top of that, we've got the Coast Guard Auxiliary coming out February 21st to do a free boating safety course. It's an all-day course. And if anybody buys a boat from us between now and February 20th, we'll pay for that person to attend that course for boating safety.
Now, that's really, that's way beyond kindness there. And the most important thing is I'm a hunter safety instructor and a trapping instructor and a few other outdoor things. Learning boating safety, I mean, it's just like driving a car, folks. There are some rules of the road, and you need
to
learn them.
Yep. Well, they're going to do an introduction to boating. They're talking about the boating rules, safety equipment needed, how to operate and navigate safely, how to deal with what kind of boating emergencies do exist out there and how to deal with them, how to trail your boat. So it's going to be a pretty comprehensive day. And it's an all-day deal. It's going to go on from, I think, 9 till about 4.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a long presentation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody's going to walk out of there a little more informed on how to be a safe boater. And that's what it's all about.
Wayne, I want to congratulate you on, I'm literally, as I'm talking to Wayne, I'm looking at this Bayliner website, bayliner.com, and I'm going, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
They're beautiful boats, aren't they?
They are. And you know, whether you're looking for a side console, a center console, I mean, it's like, is there one of everything that they have?
Yeah. Well, you know, they have they have a new business model, and they both come very, very well equipped, very few options. Everything's well equipped as standard. So the boats come off the production line very quickly. There's not a long wait. You know, color selection is a little bit limited, which is okay. That keeps production going.
Mm-hmm.
And so people aren't going to have to wait 6 months for their boat. If we don't have in stock what they want, we can get them rather quickly. So it's, like I say, it's really exciting to embrace this new business model and to have a product like that in our store.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we love Brunswick products, Lowe, Lund, Mercury, and Bayliner. They're all Brunswick brands.
Mm-hmm.
And they really have it together for the consumer. And so we're all excited about handling all their products.
Yeah. Well, I'm like I says, I did kind of see a picture of two boats on a trailer, and I wanted to run down to Waterworks and peel that plastic off of them to see what they look like. But I figured
we've been doing that as you speak. So
I figured Joe would be yelling at me if he saw me. I've got the fishing boat. I've got, you know, the roughneck boats or the hardcore fishermen and hunters and duck hunters, and with the other, you know, brands, Lowe and with Lund, and then you come into, you know, something with the family because the family wants something nice. I mean, there's even a boat here that has a bathroom in it.
Yep. Yep.
Built in. It's not an extra.
Yep. So this is the time of year to get it going. So visit your local dealer. Visit us here at Waterworks. And we've got all the preseason promotions available.
Mm-hmm.
We are very, you'll find our pricing to be very competitive here in our store. We have lots of inventory. We have more inventory here at our store than you'll see at some boat shows.
Yeah. And once again, when you're there and you get that low Waterworks price, make sure you ask for the Chauncey price also.
There you go.
Wayne, thank you so much. Okay.
Okay. We appreciate it, Chauncey. We'll talk to you.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen, Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to announce their latest addition to the Waterworks family of boats, Bayliner, a true recreational boat for those looking for a day on an inland body of water or that trip on the Great Lakes to cruise, fish, or just enjoy a day of water sports to relax. Bayliner is just the boat for you. But Waterworks is offering savings after you get the Waterworks low price with a pre-spring rebate of $3,500 from Bayliner or $3,000 on a low boat or $7,500 on some Lund models. Now that's a sale and they will pay for your U.S. Coast Guard boating safety class. So go to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go to waterworks.com and see the newest lineup of Bayliner, Lund, and low boats. Or just call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price.
That boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Baby. My special baby.
Hey guys, stop. Grab your bait and listen. Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boygan for the trophy.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
I loaded up the truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait. I bought the beer. Sorrel! I got a nice pair of boots to go with my hat and my blazer and suit. But that ain't enough. So I chew and treat pair of heavy-duty flannel thermal underwear.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, not this weekend. Next weekend. Circle your calendar for next weekend, January 16th to the 18th. Because I have the gentleman who has got all the magic. All the excitement. He can take it and get you all fired up to go catch the fish of your lifetime, the water wolf of the northern woods and, you know, Canada and Wisconsin and Minnesota, even in Illinois and Kentucky, we've got them. Those things that are called muskies. But on the phone with me is a gentleman who puts it all together, Mike Vesaret from the Muskie Expo in Chicago and Milwaukee. Mike, thanks for coming on the program.
Oh, thank you very much, Chauncey. I appreciate it.
You know, buddy, people, musky fishing is, it's different than so much other fishing, but once you even get one to look at your bait, you're hooked.
Well, this is the only sport where you catch the fish and you try to make sure the fish survives you catching the fish.
You're 100% right. Your musky fishermen are very, like, They cradle the fish. They don't want to put it in the net. They don't want to take any of the slime off the fish. They don't want to put any undue stress on the fish. And then they put it back in the water and they hold. I mean, they go above and beyond trying to make sure that fish is there to fight another day.
Exactly. And there's not a vendor in my show that disagrees with that philosophy. Every single vendor in the show is catch and release. And I'm telling you, this is the best practice ever, so that you might catch a 28-inch fish that was 22 inches a few years ago, or 45 inches that was caught when it was 32 inches ago. It's amazing. It's a great, great group of people.
It is. It is. And, you know, and it's not just... The thing, if we talk about the Muskie Show with the last couple of guests that we've had on, it's not just that, you know, okay, we got these lodges, we've got this, we've got that, we've got some, you know, tackle vendors spread out throughout the show. You got some, you know, great food at the show there too. And, but it's really a place to learn, like, you know, I might be interested in seeing how this works. You know, maybe, you know, first of all, you're never going to get into musky fishing, like diving into a, you know, a new car, period. I mean, you got to get into it easy, guys. Trust me. You got to pace yourself to get into this, but having the gear, cause you never know, you may be on a lake that it's going to work. And I, you know, I kind of like look at musky fishing, like turkey hunting, and people are going, oh, this is going to be a good one, Chance. If I get a turkey to respond to me, if I get a turkey to not to get him within shooting range, but kind of respond back and forth, we talk a little bit, we get him closer, and I can see him, and then he walks away because another hen is making better noise than me, I feel like I've won. Same thing with musky fishing. If I get a musky follow my bait, first of all, my knees are almost going to fall apart because they're banging so hard. I'm sweating because I could see the fish. I could, like a nuclear submarine coming at my bait. And, you know, I do my figure eight at the boat and I do this. And then he just kind of, we're going to go away for a while. I consider that a win too. I don't have to make sure I boat the fish. But that's only me, Mike. That's only me. I know people want to catch them and that's very important. But I just get excited.
No. No, that's not you. I mean, every year I go to Canada, I go to northern Wisconsin, I go to Illinois, I go to Minnesota. A follow is a follow is a follow. And it's amazing to see these monsters, even if they're only 35 inches, come follow your bait. It's exciting. Oh, my God. This is not a bass. This is a muskie.
Yeah. Because, I, you know, like I said, I love to fish bass and walleye and bluegill and crappie. I fish for everything. But as when you get this musky thing going in your body and your head, the famous line that I can't remember who told it to me, but it's used so well, musky fishing, everything else is just bait.
Well, it is just bait. I mean, because if you think about it, that's exactly how it works. We have the most predatory fish out there.
Yeah.
Period. It's called the muskie. And when you have the muskie, they are just incredible predators. And they're kind of finicky. Sometimes they want to bite. Sometimes they don't want to bite. But when you see one, you go, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, Chauncey.
The knees go weak. The knees go weak.
Absolutely. They go weak. And you go, oh, yeah, well, okay, fine. I'll recover. I'll recover.
Yeah.
You know, and you got the really great guys that are out there fishing Muskie Expo type guys that are like the Lee Talkins, the Doug Wagners. Those guys, they don't go weak in the knees. They just go, come to Papa.
Yeah.
Come to Papa. We'll take that fish. Mm-hmm. We will. We're going to just. Oh yeah, it's in the net. It's all good.
I mean, and you have seminars on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You have Doug Wagner, you said, Eric Larson on Friday. Saturday, you got Paul Brown from the Illinois DNR, great guy.
Lee Talkin is going to come. You mentioned him, Greg Thomas. And then on Sunday, you got, you know, Jeff Van Mortel. I mean, you, these are great muskie seminars that you can come more than once to the show just to listen to them.
Well, Jeff Van Mortel just caught the Wisconsin state record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most humble guy I've ever known. But all of these guys could have easily caught that fish because they're on the water all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you have to be on the water all the time. Sometimes this is luck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The other thing, too, is when you come to the Muskie Show, the first thing you do when you check in with your ticket, by the way, go buy your ticket online before you go because you save a couple of bucks, right?
Absolutely. You buy your ticket right before the show, you save 20%.
Yeah. MuskieExpo.com. Remember that. And you can save a couple of bucks. But when you come into the show, you check in at the front gate there with all the lovely people working there. There's door prizes, you know, and it's, you know, you can get something and your kids are going to get something at the door.
Chauncey, I'm going to tell you straight up. No other show gives out thousands of door prizes right when you enter.
No, nobody does. No, not
and,
Jesus.
And,
no.
And I'm here to tell you that, you know, it's going to be my daughter, my wife soon to be, and or my sister that's going to hand you those door prizes. And I'm telling you, they're awesome.
Cool. It's always fun to get something like that. And then you get into the show. You have also a raffle for a week for two people to Cave Run Lake in Kentucky, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. It's an amazing thing that you say that because Tony Grant, the owner of that resort, has never had a winner of our show not catch a 30-plus muskie.
I love Tony Grant. Oh, my God. He is such a salt-of-the-earth guy. And a great muskie guide. And his lodge is very nice. I mean, you're going to enjoy it, too, and stuff like that. But, you know, when we're talking about all of these exhibitors and, you know, we're talking the Chicago show that's next weekend, not this weekend, everybody, next weekend. You know, you got Angling Revolution, you know, Baker's Lures. I mean, Bam Bam Bait. I mean, Beaver Tails. These are all great musky baits. And don't be afraid to just ask a guy, how do you work these baits and learn about them? Don't just say, oh, I like that pretty color, right? These guys want to talk to you.
I mean, this is where you find out how to do what you need to do with what you're going to throw. Mm-hmm. When you're going to throw it, you're going to go, I don't know what to do. Well, Iggy Bates is going to tell you what to do. Hunty Tails is going to tell you what to do. It's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Talking and speaking to the guys that actually make the baits.
Yeah.
This isn't just some show where you've got some rep. No, you're going to meet the actual guys that make the baits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's what I said. This is what makes this show at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road, St. Charles. And if anybody who remembers going to the old Muskie shows when it was at Pheasant Run, guess what? This is like a mile and a half just further. So it's not like you've traveled into, you know, Iowa. It's just a mile and a half past where it used to be. And it's right there at the county fairgrounds. And one of the great items there, how much is that parking to park at the show?
It's free. It's free. Guess what? The best part about it is not only is it free to park, I'll valet your car.
You'll valet the car.
I'm kidding.
I know you are. You'll send your daughter to valet the car.
I wouldn't do that to her.
No, I know you wouldn't. But I mean, this is what I mean. It's free parking. It's nice to go in there. You could spend some time, listen to a seminar. And don't be afraid to, you know, I'm going to have my booth there and we're going to have some fun with the people, you know, playing games with the younger anglers. And this is a, and a great thing for younger anglers to come to, because they need to look at all of this stuff. They need to start dreaming of what they want to do down the road fishing wise. I mean, yes, you can be a bass fisherman, a cat fisherman, a bluegill fisherman, but you know what? We fish for everything. And
now just remember, Chauncey.
Yeah.
I think I am the only show that's 16 and under for free.
Ooh, 16 and under?
Yep. If you got a driver's license or under, you're free.
No kidding.
I'm telling you.
God. Mike, you have so much going on at the show. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. Once again, what are the days of the show? Are January 16th to the what?
17th and the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's where it goes.
And Friday, it's from 1 to 7.
Yes.
Saturday, from 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
And what's Sunday?
And Sunday, 9 to 2.
Okay. And if you go online, you could buy a one-day ticket for $12 online, save yourself $3. Or you could buy a three-day pass for $20, which saves you, you know, $20 or something.
Well, it's 20% off. It's all good, Chauncey.
Yeah.
That's not the point.
No.
The point is if you pre-buy your tickets right now, 20% off.
And when you're walking the show and talking to all these different exhibitors, tell them you heard about, you know, hearing about the Muskie Show on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. They love hearing that. Mike, I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning and telling us to all get in our cars next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and taking a little ride to St. Charles, Illinois, and come to the big Muskie Expo. Okay? Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 16th through the 18th. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest and the first outdoor show in the area where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out in the stores or online. Hold the newest fishing rods and reels to catch that really big one. Don't forget to bring the future muskie anglers. Those 16 and under are free. See lodges that specialize in muskie and walleye fishing, and you and a friend can even win a 7-day fishing adventure for two people at the Muskie Lodge at Cave Run Lake in Kentucky. For more information and ticket specials, go to muskieexpo.com and stop by and see me. I'll be at the show, and parking is free. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to announce their latest addition to the Waterworks family of boats, Bayliner, a true recreational boat for those looking for a day on an inland body of water or that trip on the Great Lakes to cruise, fish, or just enjoy a day of water sports to relax. Bayliner is just the boat for you. But Waterworks is offering savings after you get the Waterworks low price with a pre-spring rebate of $3,500 from Bayliner or $3,000 on a low boat or $7,500 on some Lund models. Now that's a sale and they will pay for your U.S. Coast Guard boating safety class. So go to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go to waterworks.com and see the newest lineup of Bayliner, Lund, and low boats, or just call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price. Chauncey here. This year, Captain Tony is going to be helping me at the Muskie Expo in St. Charles, Illinois at the Kane County Fairgrounds, January 16th to the 18th. So if you have any questions about charters, stop by. But you can always go online to DiamondGhostCharters.com and pick your date. Weekends go fast with the sports shows coming to town. And get ready to yell, fish on! To reserve a date, go online to DiamondGhostCharters.com or call him at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
The All Canada Show.
The All Canada Show is here, the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the country. Meet the lodge owners. Enjoy new seminar speakers. Register to win an amazing Canadian adventure. Grab a shore lunch. Kids get in free. And everyone gets a collector's daredevil lure opening night. January 29th through February 1st at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discount tickets are at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
I'm a flying fish sailor.
Hi, this is Bill Cullerton, and you're listening to Chauncey Great Outdoors.
Over and down. Just give me some whiskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Yep. Second, you know, weekend in January here. But more important, this is the weekend. Get your calendar out. Circle next weekend. Not this weekend. Next weekend. It's the Big Muskie Show going on at the Kane County Fairgrounds, which is in St. Charles. It's real easy to find. North Avenue, Randall Road, and then you stumble into it. But on the phone with me right now, we've got Josh Borowski. And Josh, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you're a musky guy, completely, right?
Through and through.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't mind catching a bass or a pike too, or a walleye. I know that, but you know, you are a I don't know. With all my love and in my heart, I mean this with all the respect. You're a really musky head guy. You know. And
I'm not offended by being called that at all. It's very accurate.
Oh yeah. And, you know, I wanted to talk to you because, you know, you've got a wide variety of things. Yes. You're a guide. You have a lure company. You've got a magazine. You've got an internet presence, but it's so important that I want people to, you know, hey, there are more and more musky waters around. I mean, whether you live in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, the forest preserves have a lake with muskies in them. You know, Southern Illinois has great musky fishing. Central Illinois has good musky fish. Kentucky Lake has, or not Kentucky Lake, but Kentucky's got muskies going on. I mean, how do we tell people who may have never looked at musky fishing to really think about coming to this show?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that, you know, as far as like an event that you can attend, that's going to help you kind of jump in and get yourself educated and get your feet wet. I can't think of a better in-person event to go to than a Muskie Expo, right? Because mm-hmm. it's an immersive experience. It's all things musky. There's musky artwork in there. You know, all the tackle manufacturers and retailers are under one building, but there's also a lot of musky knowledge in that building. You know, they got seminars going on over the weekend. But another nice thing is there's a lot of, you know, musky guides and tournament pros working in all these booths. And I think one of the most intimidating things about getting started with musky fishing is sometimes, like, you know, just making those first purchases too. Like, what do I buy? What kind of rod do I get? Right? What kind of reel do I get? Or maybe you have that stuff, but you're going on a trip to a new lake in Canada this summer that you've never been to before, right? Mm-hmm. There's probably a pretty good chance that somebody in that building, probably more than one person, is going to have been wherever you plan to go. And, you know, could probably give you some insights into what would be, you know, the best lure lineup and equipment to have on that particular trip that you're going on in terms mm-hmm. of color, types of baits, all of that. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to go dive in and immerse yourself in musky fishing.
Yeah. Now, you know, and that's, I think, is an important thing, because a lot of people, when you see musky lures, there's a little bit of a, you know, a couple of heart palpitations that come in there, because, you know, some of these products are not cheap. Okay. But if you look at, you know, a guide, or you look at somebody, you know, like you, you know, at Musky Insider, and say to them, hey, listen, I am at the beginning of thinking of doing this. You're not going to steer them into a massive, you know, national debt. You're going to say, okay, what kind of gear do you have now? You know, you might have enough gear where, you know, you could start out musky fishing with heavy rods, heavier reels and stuff like that, where, you know, then you, once you get your big toe in the water, don't leave it there too long because it'll get nipped by a muskie. But you get your big toe in the water, you can start getting appreciation for this wolf of the north.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And one of the things is, I think more people are afraid to walk up to somebody, whether it's a guide or a company owner like you, and say,
this is, I heard you on Chauncey's show, and this is my first time, you know, I thinking about musky fishing, and I just want to add this to my repertoire. Maybe not completely like you, Josh. And, but you know, I want to get into it. How do I start? And I think that's a question people shouldn't be afraid to ask.
Well, absolutely not. And you know, by the way, I mean, one of the things, that's one of the reasons that I started Muskie Insider, by the way, is it? You know, it's you know, I wanted to create an online resource for people, to, you know, one, for beginner level people. We have Muskie Insider. It's a free newsletter. It goes out every other week. We'll have a, by the way, one, I'll be working, I've got two side-by-side booths at the show. One of them is Muskie Insider, and then my tackle company, the Angling Revolution, will be next door to it. But yeah, it's a free newsletter. We have lots of, you know, great info in there. We actually just sent out an issue, within the last 24 hours here. Hopefully we post the issues on our website too, but we deliver them by email.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of great free information. I know the next issue we're going to be doing here, is going to be a new product showcase at all the new baits and stuff you can see at the Chicago Muskie Expo.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have a membership program that I created that is just solely, you know, education and helping people from square one. And it's pretty neat. We've had it in existence for, this will be our third year going into it. And we've got some people who signed up and they were like, hey, I fished, you know, 20 times last year. I caught one muskie. I need help. And we have this one guy, who his name's Ethan, who was one of our members who joined 2 years ago. And since joining, over the last two seasons, he's caught 61 muskies.
Whoa.
So he went from one to 61, right? And, mm-hmm. and it's just a great example of what, you know, getting the right knowledge and information in your hands can do to change the game for you.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause, you know, muskies, their brain isn't much bigger than, you know, your fingernails, guys and ladies, because I know you musky fish too, you ladies. But, you know, when you're looking at these fish, all you have to do is put yourself in the spot. A musky only wants to eat, wants to reproduce, and wants to be safe. That's even the size of them. They still want to be safe because they're always afraid somebody bigger than them is going to get them. And if you put yourself in one of those spots, you're going to catch muskies. If you just go out there and you're throwing whether it's a topwater bait, a semi-surface, or a deep diver, and you're just pitching and cranking, well, you're not going to catch a lot of fish, anything. But if you learn from somebody or talk to somebody, whether it's, you know, at Innovation, your lure company, or Muskie Insider, or one of the other guides and lodges there, you can really pick up on a lot of information that will increase your muskie fishing, not just on the places that they're from, but on the places local to home, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You know, and this is what amazes me about anglers trying to get in the musky fish. I mean, the first time I went musky fishing, I really wasn't musky fishing, and that's how I got into it. I was bringing this big surface bait, a bass bait, across the surface of the water, and three times the same musky jumped out of the water, curled, and came down on my bait and missed it all three times. Josh, hook, line, and sinker right down the road, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the cool things about musky fishing that makes it different than all the other species. I think you get a much bigger dopamine hit when, especially if it's something like, you know, it's a very visual sport, right? You get to mm-hmm. see the follows, but you know, a lot of times you get to see like the strike too, like visually, yeah. you know, watching them. And that's kind of how, you know, I'm not a musky snob, but it definitely, you know, I think it, if you have enough of those experiences, it almost kind of ruins you in a way where a lot of times when I go fishing for other stuff, it just kind of feels like it's, you know,
exactly
not the same as it used to be. 'Cause mm-hmm. like, you know, it's not the same rush as it used to be, because now you've experienced musky fishing. And so that's why a lot of us get so obsessed with it.
Oh God. Yeah. And it's nothing wrong to be obsessed with it. Trust me. It's nothing wrong to be obsessed with it. But I mean, this is just some of the fun things that you need to do to get out. Now,
your lure end of the company. What kind of lures are innovations have?
Yeah, so Angling Revolution is our company, and our kind of our lure that we rolled out a couple years ago was a really innovative design. We actually got a patent on it. It is a bucktail, but it is a bucktail that has a patented clevis system on it where you can swap out the blades. So you can buy one bucktail, which, by the way, if you're a beginner, it's a really good one to start with, because, you know, and it's part of why I created it, because I was getting frustrated as a guide where I feel like every year all the bucktail companies, you know, come out with a new combination of blades. And, you know, and a lot of times it works because it makes a slightly different sound or vibration that the fish haven't heard before. But it was getting to the point where I was like, my gosh, now I got to have 20 different black and silver bucktails in my boat, right? Plus 20 more black and orange, 20 more black and green, 20 more black chartreuse, black gold, et cetera. It's like, I wish I could just have one black skirt and have a little box of blades and like switch all the sizes and colors out. So that's what you can do with our bait. But the other thing that's unique about it is it makes a really unique sound, because the inside of this clevis that spins on the bucktail wire is square. So it makes kind of a growling noise that seems to have a lot of calling power and call fish in from a long ways out. We're rolling out a new bucktail this year, a smaller one, by the way, because I know the Chicago people, I was like, oh, this is a really cool design. Do you have a smaller one? So we got a smaller version. It's got a different sound signature. We got a bell chamber on there. And then we're also rolling out another bait that's a tube. We're calling it the Squiddy Tube. That's like a 10-inch tube, but it's got wings on the side. So it's got like a really cool like gliding action. It can actually like turn back towards the fish on the fall.
I got to see that one. That sounds cool. That sounds cool. Now, once again, the two boots that you have are right next to each other, correct?
They are. Yep. And it's Musky Insider and Angling Revolution.
So if I find Angling Revolution, I'm going to find Musky Insider.
That's right. And vice versa.
Josh, I want to thank you for coming on the program this morning to talk about the Musky Show, which is January 16th to the 18th. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Next weekend. And 1 to 7 on Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 2 on Sunday. This is a place, yes, it's a musky show, but you know what? There's fishing being talked. There's more fishing talk here than you can ever imagine. And it's a perfect place to do under one roof. And don't forget, stop and see Josh and everything he's got available there, okay? Josh, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Come to the Chicago Musky Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 16th through the 18th. This is the biggest musky fishing expo in the Midwest and the first outdoor show in the area where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out in the stores or online. Hold the newest fishing rods and reels to catch that really big one. Don't forget to bring the future musky anglers. Those 16 and under are free. See lodges that specialize in musky and walleye fishing, and you and a friend can even win a 7-day fishing adventure for two people at the Musky Lodge at Cave Run Lake in Kentucky. For more information and ticket specials, go to muskyexpo.com and stop by and see me. I'll be at the show, and parking is free. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to announce their latest addition to the Waterworks family of boats, Bayliner, a true recreational boat for those looking for a day on an inland body of water or that trip on the Great Lakes to cruise, fish, or just enjoy a day of water sports to relax. Bayliner is just the boat for you. But Waterworks is offering savings after you get the Waterworks low price with a pre-spring rebate of $3,500 from Bayliner or $3,000 on a low boat or $7,500 on some Lund models. Now that's a sale, and they will pay for your U.S. Coast Guard boating safety class. So go to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go to waterworks.com and see the newest lineup of Bayliner, Lund, and low boats. Or just call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price. Chauncey here. This year, Captain Tony is going to be helping me at the Muskie Expo in St. Charles, Illinois at the Kane County Fairgrounds, January 16th to the 18th. So if you have any questions about charters, stop by. But you can always go online to DiamondGhostCharters.com and pick your date. Weekends go fast with the sports shows coming to town, and get ready to yell, "Fish on!" To reserve a date, go online to DiamondGhostCharters.com or call him at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
The All Canada Show.
The All Canada Show is here, the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the country. Meet the lodge owners. Enjoy new seminar speakers. Register to win an amazing Canadian adventure. Grab a shore lunch. Kids get in free. And everyone gets a collector's daredevil lure opening night. January 29th through February 1st at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discount tickets are at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 16th through the 18th. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest and the first outdoor show in the area where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out in the stores or online. Hold the newest fishing rods and reels to catch that really big one. Don't forget to bring the future muskie anglers. Those 16 and under are free. See lodges that specialize in muskie and walleye fishing, and you and a friend can even win a 7-day fishing adventure for two people at the Muskie Lodge at Cave Run Lake in Kentucky. For more information and ticket specials, go to muskieexpo.com and stop by and see me. I'll be at the show, and parking is free. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
Mm-hmm.
Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
Oh, yes. That's a beautiful way to start off a morning, everybody. You know, do a little bit of fishing with, you know, Satch and, you know, man, you can't go wrong with that at all. Can't go wrong with that at all. Hey, everybody, Chaunce here, having a, you know, great weekend going on. I mean, remember, go Bears. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't even, it's, this town is absolutely nuts. I think they're crazier right now than they were when the Bears were in the Super Bowl. I mean, it is just unbelievable. And just remember, you know,
It's always good to beat the Packers. I know my Packer fans have just started throwing it at their radio, but that's okay. That's okay. Don't get upset, everybody. But no, really, you know, weather's not bad, and it's going to change. I mean, we do live in the upper Midwest. It's going to change every 3 minutes. But, you know, be careful out there. Be careful with the, and we'll talk about that in a little bit here. But we have to get first things first done. The Aiden Fishing Report. That's right. My grandson, Aiden, and this is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Oh, man, they got those new Bayliner recreational fishing boats. Ooh, baby, are they sweet. I just really do like that one with a little potty in it because that makes it easier when you got kids and everybody. Can't go wrong with that one. Hey, but Aiden says, Papa, it was warmer in the Florida Keys last week than it is here, but I'm glad we're home. When Dad and I rode around this week, we saw a lot of smaller lakes with snow and slush. He didn't spell slush right. Sluice. With snow and slush along the shoreline. I call it soft ice, but be very, very careful because soft ice means you could go through it. But the rivers are up and flowing, but I was surprised I did not see any anglers on the Grand River and other rivers that we stopped by, but I did see steelhead swimming close to the shoreline. I wish I had my fishing pole with me because I would have taken a couple of casts. We'll talk to you next week. Love, your fishing magician, Aiden. And once again, the Aiden Fishing Report for Western Michigan is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Let's talk about fishing. Yeah, that's right. 87th Street, where a lot of people are perching right now. They're stacked up in there, and there's all sizes. Put in the time, you know, release the dinks. Don't give the dinks to the guy sitting next to you. Oh, I'll take that one. No, don't. If it's a little perch, throw it back because we want them to grow up to be big fat perch because a big fat perch looks so much better in a frying pan than a little skinny perch, okay? Don't forget that. Don't forget that. A couple of things are, if you're first time going on 87th Street or wherever you're fishing along the lakefront, along literally anywhere, if you see a guy catching a couple of fish more than you are, walk over there and say, hey, what are you doing different than I am? You're going to find out maybe your rod and revy, your rod and reel are a little bit heavy. So, you know, you may have to go next time you're out, lighten up on your size. You want a stiff back, very soft tip. Don't go with really, really heavy gear because you're not lake trout fishing, even though you may catch one. And the hot bait, and I do mean this, these are wax worms that are dyed red. Oh, man. I was watching a couple of guys. They were catching fish with them, and the guy next to him wasn't catching any. And he's using just regular wax worms. Little red wax worm, boom, boom, bang, boom, boom, bang, boom, boom. I mean, it was like that one after another. Really good fishing. So please, please, please think about that next time you're going down to the lakefront. And they're really catching some perch down in Indiana waters, 87th Street, Calumet Harbor for the boaters. My buddy Mark Kubal, who I owe a phone call to because it's been a very busy couple of days. He's been getting his mess of perch out of the Calumet River. So there's lots of activity going on out there right now. Cook County Forest Preserves, boys and girls, you know, it's called, if there's open water fisher, minnow, light bobber, go crappie fishing. Because as soon as the ice is off, I like to go crappie fishing or pike fishing in some lakes. Really, all of the lakes that we're able to go ice fishing, most of them don't have ice. They're pretty well gone. The rain, the heat, the 57-degree weather, all of that has messed up a lot of things. Hopefully, it'll get thick up. But don't worry about it. We got the muskie show. Come to the muskie show next weekend. Forget the ice fishing. I know. Go ice fishing tomorrow. But, you know, come to the muskie show. And then after that, come to the Schaumburg show. And then, of course, all Canada. 3 weeks in a row, folks. Can't miss that. No safe ice was also reported in DuPage County Forest Preserves. Up on Winnebago, yeah, hey there. The shoreline was soft yesterday. That means when you step on that snow, you kind of go, bloop. So you need to have some high rubber boots. But
once you got to the middle of the lake, you were about 5 to 8 inches of ice, but you got to get to the middle of the lake. All right. You know what I mean? So be careful. Lots of stuff out there. Lac Vieux d'Isère. I don't you love the name of a lake like that? I love these Wisconsin lakes and rivers. They get some great names. 6 inches, but it's getting soft because what the weather it is. Rivers up and flowing through a lot of areas. Oh my God, Wisconsin, Mississippi River, Illinois River, Rock River. Whew, yeah, up, moving, and flowing. This Plains River, Salt Creek, everything is up and flying. If Salt Creek is up, that means what? Yeah. Bussy Lake is up. So you got to remember that, folks. But, you know, really just, you know, get out there. Don't, you know, cast some baits. Don't rip them. You know, it's early season. Open water fishing this time of year could be very, very good. So let's not pass that up. Okay. My buddy, Lieutenant Jake Hoslaw, he's the DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator from Madison, Wisconsin, said, Chaunce, please tell the people ice conditions are unpredictable and fluctuating temperatures are not making it easy. Today's the start of International Snowmobile Safety Week, 10th to the 18th. He said, please, just be careful when you're driving on the ice, if you think about it at all, because you go out on the ice with that snowmobile, you're going to find a soft spot. It's going to be covered with slush. You're going to go through. You're going to get a big ticket. He says, please, 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 Chauncey, tell people, you know, to check with bait shops, check with outfitters. Where is safe ice? Where isn't there safe ice? And don't go ripping across the lake where you don't see any tracks, and stay away from any inlet into that lake. That means soft water there. And remember, ice is never completely safe. I know people drive on it, but it's never completely safe. Wear proper clothing and equipment, including a life jacket of some type or a float coat, because if you go through, you want to be able to pop up like a bobber. It's important. Slow down if you're traveling at night because you can't see and you never know what's in front of you. Stay away from the inlets, as I mentioned, and watch those pressure ridges. That's very, very, you know, important to check out. Here's one for you. Madison, Wisconsin, Dateline. The DNR of Wisconsin is responding to a reported manure spill. Hey, you don't get this news across your dial, listening to everybody else's stations and, you know, the country and the rock stations. You don't get, but a good old poop spill in Wisconsin. A farmer, I guess, dumped a lot of manure, cow manure, and all the rain they got up there, the rain just flushed it into a stream, and it kind of messed everything up. Hey, like I said, even Mario will agree. You don't get this everywhere. Well, I hear the flute, which means we're coming to the end of the show, and I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one is from the Mohawk Nation. It's a very short and simple one, and I like it. It says, a good chief gives, he does not take. A good chief gives, he does not take. Very, very true. You know, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching, the geese that they're still hunting and stuff like that, different parts of the Midwest. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. And Mario and I are both saying today, go Bears. It's going to be a wild evening tonight. All right. We'll see you next weekend. And don't forget, we'll be at the Muskie Show next weekend, followed by Schaumburg, followed by what? Yep, all Canada. Can't go wrong with that, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.